Hello and welcome to the Financial Times. I'm Helen Worrell. In the past few months, Jewish settlers in East Jerusalem have gained increasing control of houses in Palestinian neighbourhoods, which has angered Palestinians who've been evicted from their homes and fear that this is part of a wider process of Israeli encroachment. Tobias Buck, the FT's Jerusalem bureau chief, is on the line now. Tobias, can you just start off by telling us what has been happening in East Jerusalem?
Well, East Jerusalem has always been a particularly tense place for Palestinian-Israeli relations. But really, over the last few years, things have become far worse as a result of what the Palestinians say is increasing encroachment by Jewish settlers into Palestinian neighborhoods. East Jerusalem, of course, was occupied and later annexed by Israel as a result of the 1967 war. And since then, some 180,000 Jewish settlers have built their homes in East Jerusalem. More recently, settlers have also tried and often succeeded to gain control of houses in purely Palestinian neighborhoods. And this has, of course, caused massive friction, especially since quite often these settlers have come in after Palestinian families were evicted from their homes.
Some Palestinian families have suggested as a result of this that Israeli authorities are somehow trying to Judaize East Jerusalem. Do you think that this is a fair accusation?
Well, it's certainly the case that more and more Israeli Jewish settlers are moving into East Jerusalem. And it also seems quite clear that the focus of the sort of geographic focus of their efforts is really twofold. One is to build a ring of settlements on the outskirts of East Jerusalem. There are three, four, five major settlements that are sort of surrounding East Jerusalem. And this, the Palestinians say, really cuts off East Jerusalem with its important holy sites for Jews and Christians, but of course also for Muslims, from the other Palestinian population in the West Bank. But in addition to that, you have what seems like a concerted effort to install either Jewish settlements or sort of individual settlers, as well as Jewish-run tourism sites and archaeological parks and so forth around the Old City, which of course is the most sensitive bit of real estate in the entire Middle East, if you like. I mean, this is where you have the Temple Mount, the Western Wall, where you have the Al-Aqsa Mosque, all these very, very sensitive places. And the Palestinians certainly fear that what Israel is trying to do is to surround the Old City with a sort of Israeli Jewish presence, and that this will make it impossible or certainly much harder to divide the city as part of a final peace accord between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And of course, for the Palestinians, a peace accord that does not include the division of Jerusalem and the establishment of the capital of a Palestinian state in East Jerusalem is not really worth having.
Now, aside from the effects of this in Jerusalem itself, how do you think that these resettlement issues are affecting Israeli relations with the US?
Well, we've seen just over the last 2 weeks a real low point in Israeli-US relations. These two are, of course, very old and very close allies. But the US, like almost the entire world, does not accept Israel's claim of sovereignty over East Jerusalem. And the US has repeatedly condemned the building of Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem. In the past, however, as the Israelis point out, the Americans have sort of really restricted their interventions to verbal condemnation, finger wagging, you sort of might say, but have not really followed up on this condemnation. Now, this time around, it looks slightly different. President Obama, Secretary of State Clinton, Middle East envoy George Mitchell have all been very clear in saying that the most recent plan by Israel to to build 1,600 new homes for settlers in East Jerusalem is really a step too far, in particular because it looks to undermine, or it looks to be undermining the U.S.'s efforts to get a new peace process in the Middle East off the ground. So there has been a lot of tension, a lot of angry rhetoric flying back and forth between Israel and U.S. and the U.S. over the last 2 weeks, really. And the Israeli ambassador is even reported to have said that this is sort of the lowest point in relations in 35 years. So certainly the issue of East Jerusalem and the issue of Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem is one that is increasingly driving Israel and the U.S. apart.
You mentioned the Middle East peace process there. How do you think the resettlement issue is affecting Palestinian-Israeli relations?
Well, Palestinian-Israeli relations are really very bad at the moment. There have been no peace talks for at least 14 months between Palestinian and Israeli negotiators. The tragedy of what happened in the last few weeks is really that the U.S. had just managed, after months of patient diplomacy, to get both the Palestinians and the Israelis to agree to so-called proximity talks. That's not direct talks, but indirect talks through a U.S. negotiator. And just as the U.S. was trumpeting this achievement, the announcement came through of the expansion of this Jewish settlement in East Jerusalem called Ramat Shlomo. This has really angered the Palestinians tremendously. They have said that they will not sit down even for indirect talks with Israel as long as this project isn't cancelled and as long as there isn't a clear Israeli commitment to stop the expansion of settlements also in East Jerusalem. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, has of course announced a partial freeze of settlements in the West Bank, but not in East Jerusalem, which Israel regards as part of its sovereign territory.
Finally, what now for Palestinians who have been evicted from their homes?
Yes, well, some of these Palestinian evictees are actually even sort of living out on the street. They've repeatedly erected a tent outside the house from which they were evicted on, but the tent in turn has been pulled down by the Israeli police several times. So now, at least when the weather isn't too bad, they actually sleep, camp out on mattresses on the pavement, which of course is part of their protest against what happened. The evictees have taken the municipality to court, and they have taken the settlers who now live in their former home to court. They are hoping that a decision which dates back almost two decades, which awarded ownership of this property to a group of Jewish settlers, they hope that this court decision can be overturned. They claim that the documents that were used in this decision to prove ownership were forged, but this is certainly very slow going, and there's certainly no prospect of them returning to their houses anytime soon.
That was Tobias Buck in Jerusalem. For more of the FT's news and analysis on this story, go to www.ft.com/Middle East.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.